Daf Nun Dalet.
So she said, our Talmud was learning the Lechisha quietly. His Blatashvei, she gave him a kick. Armullah, she told him, Leka Kosiv, doesn't the Pasuk say like this? Arucho Bakur Leshmura. Im Arucho Brumache Borum Shaloch. If it's straight, if it's Arucho, if it's put out the right way, Brumache Borum Shaloch, and all your 248 Evorim is Mishtameris. Then the Torah will be Mishtamer, will be watched in you. But if you don't do it like this, ain't a mishtameris. So the Marsha says that Dibur talking out, that's something that rears on, touches every part of your body. When you talk out the Kol Rum, it makes every part of your body feel it. So that's called you using your Ramach Evorim, by talking loudly. That's the way you're supposed to learn Torah. Tana Talmud Echad Hoyelel Rebbe Elezer, Sho Yeshoyne Balacha, she used to learn quietly. Liachad Gimel Shonim Shokach Tamuda. After 3 years, he forgot his learning. Because it's not the way you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn that loud. It's a bris krusa to remember. It's brought down a loch like that in your day. A simin reishim and vov. The mechaber brings down. It's a krisas bris that if you learn speaking out that loud, you won't forget so fast. Hu adin there's a ma'ida learning in the base of medrash. If you learn in the base of medrash, you won't forget your learning so fast. Tono talmid echad hoylal Rabbi Elezer shen yischayi b'sreifa. He was mechuyas sreifa. He did something wrong. The Mashal wants to say what he did wrong was he forgot Dov Rechem Mimishnosei. The Mishnah says if you chayiv one thing from your learning, you chayiv misa. So he was Nischayiv Bisreif, he forgot one thing of his learning. Bisreif Lamokim, that's Pshat Lamokim for the Abish, he forgot the Abish Torah. Omru, but the Malachim said, Henicholoi, leave him alone, because Adam Godel Shimish. He was Mishamish, he was helping an Adam Godel. Shimish can mean one of two things, either just Mishamish him, he helped him, or else it means he learned by him. Some say it goes together. The way you learn from a Talmud Chochim is be Meshamish, help him. See the way everything he does, you learn from that. Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinuno, like an Adam Choshev, like learn good. Psach Pumecho Kri. Open up your mouth and then read. It's like say the Chumash. Psach Pumecho Tani. Open up your mouth and then learn Gemara, learn Mishnais. Ki Hecho De Teskayim Becho. Today you should be mekuyim, but should be mekayim by you, the terecha chayu, that should have a long life. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, ki chayim heim l'maytziyahim. You'll have a life for the people that find it. Pasha, the metziyah means you find it. Ulechol besorei merapim, and it'll heal up your whole body. Is al tikri l'maytziyahim, don't say the people that find it, ela l'maytziyahim bepeh. It means whoever says it out with their mouth. In other words, when you learn, you speak out with your mouth, that's a schus that you'll have an arichas yomim, ki chayim heim. You'll live a long life if when you're learning, you speak it out loudly. Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinuno, like my Talmud, like learning good. Chatoif v'yachoil. Chatoif is lashon like chaparain, grab it, v'achol and eat it. Chatoif, grab it, v'yishti and drink it. Now, as a poshit, or with Rashi, Rashi says chatoif achoil, Rashi, im yesh lecho momen. If you have extra money, give yourself hanom. Al tamtim ad lamocha. Don't wait until tomorrow. Shema Thomas, maybe you'll die today. When you're dead, you can't have any enjoyment. So if you have money to enjoy yourself, enjoy it now. That's his loshen. Chatoif achol. Chap around, grab it and eat it now. Chatoif ishti, grab it now and drink it. The alma the yazlina minei, because this world that we're going through is called kilula damya. It's considered like a wedding. Kilula like a chasana. So Rashi says kilula, it means hayoim yeshnoi, today we're here. Olamachar enenu, tomorrow we're not here, we live a short life. Doima l'chupa, it's doima to a chupa, sherlechus maher. The chasana goes by very fast. The more you make long preparations for a chasana a long time, and mamar tonight at a chasana, it goes by 1, 2, 3. So Rashi learns Pashtus here, it means even Hanois Olam Hazeh. If you have money to enjoy yourself, enjoy it now. Just to keep it for later, you don't know what's going to be later. The Miriel says it means in learning Torah. In other words, if you could learn Torah now, chaparain and learn now. Like a chol vishti means in learning Torah. Don't leave it for later, say I'll learn tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow you won't have time. Like the Mishnah Novice says, never say I'll learn tomorrow. You never know what's going to be tomorrow. Chapa right now and eat today and learn today. So even in Rashi's shot, the same thing. There's anything that's good, chapa right and enjoy it now. Don't leave it for tomorrow. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. So Rashi's saying, the gay time loss of eating. And who are then? The person that's holding by learning, chapa right and learn today. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Omale Rav L'Rav Hamnuna, Bini, my son, Im Yesh L'cho, if you have money, Heitiv L'cho, enjoy it, enjoy life now. But enjoyment of life, he doesn't mean just Tam Hanos L'mazim. He meant to say, like, do mitzvahs, use your money up though, whatever you want to do with your money, use it up now. She'ein v'shel tiny, because if you're still going to leave it to when you die, in your grave there's no tiny, you can't enjoy yourself in the grave. V'yein l'movis is mamur. And Misa, death doesn't take too long. You never know when you're going to come to Yom HaMisa. V'yim toimah, maybe a person would say, Aniach lebni, I have money now, I'm not going to enjoy myself. I'll live a hard life. Great to leave all my money for my children. That's also not such a good answer. V'achoyk b'shel miyagidachor. When you're going to be in your grave, who's going to tell you what's going to happen? So Rashi learns, choyk means mozoin, the food, miyagidachor. Im nishar b'yodam shema yavdu. Who says after your nifta your children will use up the money, right? Maybe they'll lose it. So your whole thing is you save the money, they should enjoy it. Maybe they won't be able to enjoy it either. Weiter. B'nei yodam doimim li'asvei yasoda. People are doimim to the asvei yasoda, to grass that's growing in the fields. Halolu noitisim. Some grass grows up nicely, it blossoms nicely. V'alolu noivlim. And the other grass, like dies out, doesn't grow so nicely. So Rashi learns halolu noitisim. Some grass grows nicely, blossoms nicely. Klema, tishem gedilim, when your children will grow up, is gedela panasosam, they'll grow up with their own panasa, they'll be able to take care of themselves. V'yoshrin imoyim, they'll become rich by themselves, amonashach. If the raim is to become rich, they'll become rich by themselves. V'enoch tzorech lidoig aleim, you yourself don't have to worry about your children. Havada, kol zaman, you're alive, you have to take care of your children. But to start worrying about now what's going to be with your children after your mace, that you don't have to worry about. Like the Eibishter will take care of them. The alalu nevelim, mesim, loshin v'hela nevel, or else they'll go bid. In other words, what's going to be with the children so much, it's going to happen by itself later. So the kids are saying, if you have money, enjoy it now. Now, Moshe says, enjoy it doesn't stop mean enjoy it. It means do good things with your money. If you have a kliyos to do chesed now, to do mitzvahs with it now, don't just stop, save your money for later on. You don't know what's going to be later on. If you have something good to do with your money now, you should do it now. Don't leave it for later. You don't know what's going to be later. Leave it for your children later. You don't know what's going to be either. So it's kedai to use your money now for something good, and use it and don't worry about later. Right. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ha-mahalech, and I once heard of a moshel, so one of my shiva once told me over that when they were in Shanghai. So he says, you know, one person there, they were sick then, they couldn't take care of them, didn't have any money, they couldn't take care of themselves. So one person didn't care any penny he had, he just put it in to have a good, not to enjoy himself, but to make himself healthy. He spent it on doctors, he spent it on buying good food. The other people, very stingy, they got themselves a few dollars, everybody wanted to save it, we don't know what's going to be tomorrow, we can't spend the stuff right now. And he always says, oh, but right now, that person right now is a healthy person enjoying life. And the other people are rachmanis, are sick people, and not so good. Like if he says he would have been at that mass, he would have done the same thing also. If you have money now and you could do something good right now, hop around and do it right now. What's going to be later, you'll have to be talking. Something good will come out later also. Right. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ha mahalich baderech. Somebody's traveling in the road. V'yeni moy leviya. And he has nobody to walk with him. He has no companion with him. Is Yasik Bater. The Yetzer is learn Torah when you're walking in the road. Shenema the Posek in Mishlei says, Ki liv yas chen heim, it's liv yas chen means it's a chen, it's a nice companion of chen with a Torah. Learning Torah is a nice companion. Chosh Bereisha, somebody has a headache, is Yasik Bater. The Yetzer is to learn Torah. Not like we always say you have a headache, that's an excuse not to learn. I can't learn to have a headache. If you have a headache, the refuah should be learning Torah, that's the refuah. Shenema the Posek says, it's a chen, it's something good even for your head. Chosh begreina, you have something wrong in your throat, you have a sore throat. As yasek b'tera, learn Torah, it's also heal you. Shenema the Posek says, v'yanokim legagrosecha. Torah is like change around your throat. In other words, it can heal up your throat also. Chosh b'meyev, you have something wrong in your kishki, your stomach. As yasek b'tera, learn Torah. Shenema, refuyas tiyel asarecha. By learning Torah, it'll heal up your sarecha, heal up your meat. Will heal you up. Chosh b'yatzmoisa, what about your problem in your bones? You have arthritis, your bones are hurting you. Is yasek v'tera v'ayter eitzvist to learn Torah. Shenema v'shikuyev liyatzmoisecha. It's something good for yatzmois also. Will heal up your bones also. Chosh b'chol gufay, what about mamish? You have pains all over your body. You're pretty bad off. Is yasek v'tera. The eitzvist v'ayter learn Torah. Shenema the posik says, ul'chol b'sorem merape. There's a school of learning Torah, it's Merapa, Kol Gufay. And this is the only thing that's a refuah for any type of sickness there is. Every other sicknesses has one type of refuah. That we'll soon see. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiyah. Bo v'roa, come and see, shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas bos v'dom. Hey, the way we noyig bos v'dom is not the same way, not as good as the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas bos v'dom, how do we act, people? Is Adam noisin sam l'chaveroi? If somebody gets sick, he has the flu, you have to give him this medicine, sam l'chaveroi. Is lezeh yofa, lezeh kosha. It's good for somebody that has the flu. Somebody has a stiff neck, it's no good, this medicine. You need medicine for every sickness you have. There's a special refuah for that sickness, and this refuah will not heal somebody else. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Veinakein. But the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. Nosan Torah LeYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael Torah. That's called the Sam Chayim L'chol Gufay. Torah is a Sam, a medicine that gives us Chayim life, L'chol Gufay. It makes your whole body life. It heals up your whole body. Shenema, the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Uluchol besora merape. That Torah heals up the whole body. Any part of your body that's sick, learning Torah, some mitzvah, it heals you. It can only do good for you. Trashi Yofa is l'choyli zeh, v'kosh l'choyli zeh. Yofa l'lei v'ra'li anayim. Hey, so medicine that's good for the heart is bad for the eyes. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah is not like that. Torah is merape kol gufay. So there's a few ways of learning. I mean, one way to learn is as ruchnius, they say. The same way a person is sick, a gashmius, he's sick ruchnius also. So learning Torah is merapa the ruchnius of the person. But poshni gemara's mashmi, even the mitzias. If you are sick, there's something causing the sickness. If you learn Torah, that will take away the siba, what causes the sickness. Omer avami, my dichsev, what the posik say? Ki noyim, it's nice and sweet. Ki shishmaram bebitnecha. If you watch it in your bed and in your stomach, is yechaynu yachtov al svasecha. It should be upon your lips together. Eimasai divrei Torah noyim. When is divrei Torah, learning Torah, sweet to a person? Bizman shetishamra bivitnecha. If you watch it inside your stomach. In other words, Drashi, shem shmurim biyadecha, sheinu mishtachkim imoch. Means you don't forget it. Just like something goes into your stomach, it's a muscle, it becomes part of you. So when you learn, it becomes part of you. You're not going to forget it. You won't forget it. That's called noyim. Then it'll be sweet to you. And when will it be in your stomach? Words, when will you remember the learning? You won't forget it. Means you'll speak it out nicely on your lips, on your mouth. In other words, when you learn Torah, you'll speak it out the korum. You'll speak it out nicely. When you have your learning, you'll speak it out with your mouth. Not to stumble on it and not l'chisha, say it quietly. But you'll say it out clearly. That's the way to remember the Torah. Reb Zeira Mehoch, Reb Zeira says the same chiddush from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Simcha le'ish b'mane piv. There should be simcha, happiness for a person, b'mane piv, when he speaks out nicely with his mouth. V'dorva b'itoy matoiv. And saying something at the right time, that's good. That's nice. Is Amosai simcha le'ish, when is a person happy? Bizman shemana bepiv, when he speaks it out with his mouth. The Rashi says, "Emosai simcha Rashi bizman shayadeya lidroish hilchas chag bechag." We now give drushes at the right time or speak it out. Dover achar emosai simcha lish emosai odam samech b'talmudai. When is a person happy with what he's learning? Bizman sheyesh loy mana kishesherlem emeno dover dvar locha. When somebody asks him questions and he's able to answer, ismana means the answer. When the answer is on your tongue, means you know how to answer, that's when you have simcha from your learning. In other words, if you understand, know you're learning. Hey, zizman, he must say, emasai simcha liish, when is a person happy with his learning? Zizman shemana bepiv, when he has the answer on his mouth. Lishna achrin, another pshat is, emasai simcha liish b'mana piv, when does a person have simcha? By answering with his mouth, Bizman shedover biitoy matoy. Bizman, he says something at the right time. Like Rashi before said, it means Asher, you have the right drush at the right time. When people are interested in listening, you tell them the right thing, that's a simcha. You tell the people, Bizman, Hilchas Sukkis on Sukkis. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, that's called dover biitoy matoy. We have Yitzchok Gomer Mihochev. Yitzchok says in this posik, Ki korav elecha hadover miyoid, the thing is very close to you. So Machlokes Rishonim, if this pasuk is going on Limud HaTorah, that's where Rashi learns, and the Ramban and Chumash says this pasuk is going on Tshuva, doing Tshuva, is Kikar V'Alech HaDovim Miyod, the thing is very close to you. Beficho, with your mouth, uvilvobchon with your lab, with your heart, la'asoyse to do it. Is emosai korav elecha, when, the way Rashi learning Pashti Gemara is saying, when is Torah close to you? Bizman shebeficha uvilvobcho, la'asoyse. When you're speaking it out in your mouth, and it's in your heart to do it. Rav Rama Mehocha, Rav says from another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tavas liboy nosatoloi. I gave you your desires of your heart. And the movement of your lips never stopped. Is Amosai Tavo Libo Nasatoloi, when do you have the desire of your heart? Bizman Shareshes Fosov Baumonato Selo, when the movement of your lips never stopped. In other words, you are kasei the learning, or you can say the saying out the learning from your mouth, your lips are never stopping, that's when you'll have Tavas Nafshay. Rava Rami. Rava asked for Steve in the Psukim. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tavas liboy nosataloi. Mashma, the Eibishter will give you by himself the desires of your heart. Whatever you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. Even if you don't daven and you don't ask for it. Well, Ksiv, the end of the Pasuk says, V'yaresha svasov ba'monata selo. Mashma, only Yaresha svasov, here with Dashna means Tvila. If you speak it out with your mouth, and you daven and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, then he will give you what you want. So it's a sefer, the reshes mashma, you'll get it without asking for it. And here it's a mashma of yareshes svasov, only if you speak it out with your mouth, you have to ask and daven for it. And for the Gemara, zocho tavas libu nasataloi. If you're like a big tzaddik, and you're zocho as a trashi zocho, im yech loy mazel toiv, if you have a good mazel, the Yebishta likes you, then tavas libu nasataloi, sheboit shu mesave bo loy taivo ach loy shalenu. As soon as you have a desire for something, right away the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to you, even before you ask for it. That's if you're Zohar. What about Loi Zohar? Means you're not a Tzadik Gomer, and you have to ask for it. Then, the Aresha Svosov Ba'amonata Selah. There's always a Kodesh of Tefillah asking for it. If you ask for something, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give it to you, will answer you. Trashi Loi Zohar, then Sorech Lehis Makmak Uvelitzar. Then you have to work hard to daven and ask for it. Tona Devei Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov. Komokam shenema netzach. Wherever the Pasuk says the word netzach, or else the word selo, or else the word voed, you should know ein loy hefsek olamis. It means that it goes on forever and forever, and it never stops. What's the raya netzach? What's the raya netzach means forever and ever? The Echsiv, the Pasuk says, ki loy li oylam oriv v'loy lo netzach ektsoif. Loy lo oylam is not forever, will I be angry, or will you netzach, or, and it says the word netzach. So smash me forever, I won't be angry. Trashi kilei liyolam oriv loyla netzach eksif alma la netzach loshen oylamu. It's mashma forever. Midisamachlei. Since it says next to the word oylam, it says the word netzach. V'chein ad and oylam yisel alma sela loshen oylam mashma. Sela. What's the raya from the word sela? Tichsiv. The pasuk says kasher shomano kein rinu. The same way we heard about it, we saw it. Bir Hashem tzvoka is bir lakeinu lakim yichaynu ad oylam sela. Same thing, it says the word selo next to the word oylam, which means forever, so selo also means forever. Vo'ad, what's the raya from vo'ad? Tichsiv Hashem yimloch olam vo'ed. What's the raya from vo'ed? It says tichsiv Hashem yimloch olam vo'ed. So oil also has the word vo'ed, X and the word oylam, is mashma forever. Right. Omer Reb Lezer, my tichsiv, what does the Pasuk say in Mishlei, v'yanokim l'gagar osecha, that the Torah is like a chain around your neck. If a person puts himself like a chain, that's a little bit loose around your neck, that means sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. If your chin is down, you can't see the chain. If your chin is up, then you can see what's doing underneath, then you can see the chain. Is then that's the way a Talmud Chochem should be, and then he'll remember his learning. And if he doesn't do like this, is ein talmudei miskayim biyodei. He won't remember the learning that he learned. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Sorav zatrashi tzavorein. Sheino mitzumtzim b'doichi. It's not mamish very tight around your neck. Sobev ha-tzavor. Ela shiripoi berevach. It's a little bit loose. Kachu noyem umrutz labriyas. Same way you're nice to people. People like you. And when you have a chain that's too tight around you, it bothers you. That's no good. Same thing, if you bother other people, it's no good. A Talmud Chacham has to be somebody that doesn't bother other people. People like you, you're sweet to other people. That's a skula to keep the Torah. We always say, you have to have midas in order to be zeicha to learn Torah. You have midas tovus, then you'll be zeicha to learn Torah.
V'nira v'yena nira, as Rashi means, kisha magbiya tzavara nira. When you pick up your neck, you see the chain. Mitach azikne, underneath. V'roiv pomin shesantav z'kona mechasin oisei. Most of the times your beard or your chin is covering up the chain. Kach, im Talmud Chochamu eina roidiv lotzes v'lova b'shuk. The Talmud Chochamu is not always running in the street. Ela yoshev amachzer al Talmudai. He's home learning, chasrim the Gemara. Then niskayim b'yodai. But if he goes in the street of Talmud Chacham on the street, on the road, that's no good. He's not chazering. He won't remember his learning.
Right. V'yomer Reb Loza. My disciple was the Pesach saying, Shir Shirim. L'choyov ka'arugos ha'boisim. His cheeks were like arugos, or aruga, or roe, ha'boisim of psalmim. Imesim or dematzo. Person puts himself. Ka'arugos there, like this roe. Sha'akil doshin bo. A roe that you're growing in. Everybody steps on the ground. Same thing, you're like you're an onuf. You let people step on you. And you're also like psalmim, like smell good smelling. Everybody smells from it. Is Talmudai miskayim. Then your learnings you will keep. If you don't have these midas, you won't remember, you won't have siyat neshmaya, you won't remember your learnings. So Drashi means shakil doshinoisai shein legasis. He's not a bagaivnik, he's not haunty, he's a humble person. Shakil mizbasim mimenu. Everybody gets from him. Just like you have something that smells perfume, you put it near you, everybody smells from it. Same thing, a Talmud Chochem teaches other people learning. So everybody gets from the Talmud Chochem. With this skula, he'll remember his learning. So it's always brought down, the koyach to remember learning is siyata d'shmaya. It's not enough you have a good head. You have to have siyata d'shmaya in order to remember your learning. So if you have good midas, you'll be zeichet to siyata d'shmaya to remember your learning. What does the pasuk say? Luchos Evan. He made a stone. The luchos made out of a stone. The person makes himself like this stone. Sheina nimchis that never gets worn out. That's the way you make your lechayev. You make your cheeks. Now that your lips are always moving, always learning Torah. Is tamudim iskayim biyodei. Then you remember your learning. V'yamlav ain tamudim iskayim biyodei. But if you don't make yourself like a stone that never gets rubbed out. In other words, your mouth gets tired, you get tired from learning, then you won't remember your learning. Shrashi Kevin Zu Shaina Nimcha. Bibnei Drisa Shragli Bnei Yodim. Even if people step on the stone, it doesn't get dissolved. Kach Lechayev, same thing, your lips, your cheeks. Einam Nile Milachsar Alimud, it doesn't get tired from chazering what you learned. Velomod Acherim, also you teach other people, that's also a schos to remember your learning. V'yom Reb Loza. My Dechsev was a posik say, Chorus Alaluchus. It was engraved on the luchas. The Seras Adibris were engraved on the luchas. Il mole lo nishtabru luchas harishonis. If the first luchas were not broken, lo nishtachcha Torah miYisrael. It would have never been forgotten Torah from Klal Yisrael. That's Lashon Choris. It was like hollowed out in the lave of every yid it would have been. His luchas rishonis would have been Torah that mamish you wouldn't have to work hard to understand it. It would have been like scratched out on everybody's lave. They would have never forgotten the Torah. Now we were in Zeichel for the Luchas Rishonis. We only got the Luchas Shnias. The second Luchas you only get by Melis working hard. There it's easy to forget. But if we would have been Zeichel with the first Luchas, we would have never forgot the Torah. Drashila Nishtachu, Choros Mashma Chokuk. It's hollow. It's scratched out. V'ena Nimchak Li'olam. You can never erase it. Ayidei Haluchas Haisa Torah Chakukul Yisrael Meishtachak Mehen Olamis. It would have never been forgotten. Never forgotten from Klal Yisrael.
Rav Achav, Rav Yaakov Omer, in kol uma v'loshen shaletus b'him. No nation could be shalet rule over Klal Yisrael. Shenema, the posik says chorus, that what the luchos the was chorus was hollowed out. Is al tikru chorus? Because really it should have said the word chakika. How come it says the word chorus? El cheris. It means to say we're freed. That with learning the Torah, that makes Klal Yisrael a b'nei chorin. Rashi al luchos b'shvil haluchos hoy b'nei Yisrael b'nei chorin. Because of the Kabbalah Satorah, at that time, Klal Yisrael became B'nai Chorin. They were free that no Ummah had Shlitah over them. As until later on, they did the Chatoyim, that's when the Ummahs had Shlitah over them. Omer Ravi Masna, my Yisrael, what the Pasuk say? Umi Matona, Umi Midbar Matona. From the Midbar they went to Matona. Means, Imesim Odom Atzmoy Kimidbar. If a person makes himself like a Midbar, like a desert. Ze Shakel Doshin Boy. Everybody steps on the Midbar. Same thing, you're a humble person, you have no Gaiva. Is Talmudim Iskayim B'yodai.
Hey, the midah vanove, it's a schus to remember the Torah. The imlav, if you're not a humble person, but you're a magayvenik, is ain't tamudim iskayim biyoda. Then you won't remember the Torah. Because you won't have siyata d'shmaya, you won't remember it. Rova bray the Rabbi Yosef b'achom mehevile milso le Rabbi Yosef. Hey, Rova, once got Rabbi Yosef angry. So the kids say Rabbi Yosef was angry at Rova bray the Rabbi Yosef b'achom. He did something wrong for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was angry at him. Padei is kimoti malo yom kippur. When it came to erev Yom Kippur, Omar so Rava said, "Ezel v'yafaisi, let me go and yes mechila. I'll go be mefayis Rabbi Yosef. I once got him angry. Let me be mefayis him." Also, so Rava went to him. Ashkechel l'shmaya to call mozik lekisa. He saw a shamish outside that was mozik hisa was pouring the wine. Pouring water into the wine to make it mozik, to make it drinkable. In Gemara's times, the raw wine was very strong. You had to be mozik, add water into it. The rest is mozik for mine. He was adding water into the wine. Is omalei, so Rava told the shamish, havli, give it to me. V'yimzigeyano, let me mix the water into the wine for Rabbi Yosef. Is yoyivles, the shamish gave it to Rava. Mozge, kidatoyme. He was mozik, yet he put water the way Rava liked it, the way his time, the way he liked to taste the wine. Is Mozgi? His Yoyev Lake Mozgi. He gave it to him, and he was Mozgi. Kidatoyme, when Rabbi Yosef drank the wine, Omer Rabbi Yosef said, "To me, I am a zigol, the mizgah, the rova." Pray the Rabbi Yosef Bachoma. His Rabbi Yosef remembered that this is the same wine the way Rova used to make it. So he said, "Like Mistama, you are Rova." So Rashi learns Rabbi Yosef was sagi nor heavy. Rabbi Yosef was a little bit blind. He couldn't see Rova. So Mela Rova didn't know who gave him the wine. It was only after Rabbi Yosef tasted the wine that he remembered, he recognized, this is the same taste of wine that Rabbi used to make. So, Amalei Anohu. Rabbi said, yes, it's me, I'm right here. Amalei, Loi Teisa Bakarecha, don't sit on the chair, Ad Mephashis Li Hani Kroi, until you explain to me this pasuk. That's the first thing Rabbi Yosef asked him. After Mechila, yeah, I'll be Mechil you. Right away, yes, no, tell me what's Pshat Mitzukim. My disciple was the pasuk saying, "Umi midbar matono, umi matono nachliel, umi nachliel bomus, umi bomus hage." What does the pasuk mean? Omalei, imodo makes the matzmo kimidbar. If a person makes himself like a midbar, zeh shakol doshim boy. Everybody traps samples over you. Because you're a humble person, is toira nitnu loy matono. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Torah as a present. V'chivan shenitnu loy matono. Once you get Torah as a present, Nachlu keil, you get a nachlu like inheritance from the Eibishter. Shenemu umimatona nachliel, you get a nachlu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kivan shenachlu keil, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a Yerusha, a nachlu, oyle legdula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, then you become a great person. Shenema umimachniel bomas. From nachliel you come to bomas, a high place. But because you got rich, or Hashem gave you a matonis, you become a bagayvenik now, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you poor again, he'll bring you down. Shenema umi bomas hagei, from bomas, from high places, hagei brings you down to the valley, to the low places. Abavimchayzeboi, if you do tshuva, and you're not a bagayver anymore, you become humble again, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makbiyoi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick you up again. Shenema kol gei yunose, every low place, every low valley, is yunose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick up again. But the midah for siyata d'shmaya is an aniva, being a humble person. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to mekabel the Torah, because it says Moshe onov mikol adam. Moshe was the biggest onov there was. That's why he was the one to be zeichet to be mekabel the Torah. Omer Rav Huna, my dechir was the pasuk say, Chayoscha yoshvuvo. The chayos will sit by you. The wild animals will sit by you. Tochim b'toivoscha loni elukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give toivo to anoni. What's on this pasuk? What does chayos got to do with it? Anoni and elukim. Imoda meisim atzma kechayizu. If a person makes himself like a chay, like a wild animal, that doesn't mean you become a wild animal, mamish, wild Indian. That means zu she deresus v'yachelis. A wild animal, the mashal is, when before it eats, all it does is it's durus. It takes another animal and durus grabs it and kills it. V'yachelis, it eats it right away. So Rashi learns, she deresus v'yachelis means miyad. Liyacha herigosai. As soon as a wild animal kills another animal, it eats it up right away. Sheinem makbed al tanugim. He's not makbed to roast it, to boil it, to bake it.
Eloicho bosa b'loy tavlin. He eats the meat the way it is now without any spice, no mustard. V'chein shar inugim. He doesn't have any other inugim. That's the way an animal eats. If that's the meat, if a Talmud Chacham eats the same way, he doesn't go after his tainugim, then he'll be zoche for Torah. V'ika the army, some say, shemisareches v'yecheles. Rashi says, mareches means betit. An animal like makes himself dirty, betit, in mud. Haino mi she'enoi hoylech acha gvoyis. He doesn't want to look like a big person. Lokes b'macholo to make him eat nicely, im loynes basher kotzot, the same shot. Like a bagayvnik only wants heat exactly the way he wants it. If you're not that way, then it's good. This is the first pshat. In Shad, Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Rashi says, Lishna Achri, another pshat is like this. Shed the rest of Svechelis means, Le'acher harigrosoi oichelis miyad. As soon as a wild animal kills another animal, it eats it up right away. Kach Talmud.